Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. And this won't be the coldest New Year's Eve we've ever had. The forecast as of when I'm recording this on Monday afternoon is for temperatures just above freezing. And there are lots of activities happening in the area if you feel inspired to go outside in the middle of the night to celebrate. First, though, there's an event happening earlier in the day. If you have kids who will hopefully be asleep by midnight, you can celebrate with them earlier in the day in Searsport. The Carver Memorial Library is holding a noon Year's Eve celebration today. It starts in just a few hours. Quote, ring in the new year with the Carver Memorial Library during a midday celebration featuring crafts for kids, a photo booth, and festive party favors. The countdown will begin at 11:59 a.m. We'll toast the new year with sparkling water at noon. Dress to impress or come as you are. This is an intergenerational event and all are welcome, end quote. That's happening today from 11:30 to a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Carver Memorial Library on Union Street in Searsport. Further down east in Winnahabba, the Winter Harbor Music Festival invites you to join them at their New Year's Eve celebration. Quote, ring in the new year with an evening of music and fun for the whole family. Music through the evening, and don't miss the annual papier-mâché lobster drop, accompanied by a traditional singing of Auld Lang Syne, end quote. That starts at 7 p.m. tonight at the Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. For more information or to make reservations, go to winterharbormusicfestival.org. And there are a lot of things happening as part of Belfast Last Night events. I'm going to read a few of them. That'll give you the website at the end where you can go and find the details. And these activities are happening at different locations around Belfast, so you'll also want to consult their website so you can plan accordingly. Starting at 3 o'clock, there's going to be face painting. Followed at 4, there will be crafts, juggling, and a community sing. At 5, a magic show, live music, and food. At 6, a contra dance or board games. At 7 p.m., there's an open mic and a historical presentation. At 8, ukes, movies, and jazz. And at 9 p.m., a dance party starts. Rumor has it, WERU's own DJ Dennis Howard is going to be hosting that. There'll also be breakfast for dinner starting at 9 p.m. and at midnight, a beach bonfire. All of the events are by donation. Food will be available for purchase. And the best place to get all the details is on the Facebook page, Last Night Belfast. The Bangor Public Library is hosting 3 hours of Alice in the Wonderland-themed family-friendly fun, including games, activities, crafts, and a magic show. That's also happening earlier in the day, starting at 3 p.m. at the Bangor Public Library on Harlow Street. It goes until 6. For more information, bangorpubliclibrary.libcal.com. And some of the other events happening in Bangor include music, dancing, other kid-friendly activities, karaoke, games, and the ball drop, the beach ball drop at midnight in West Market Square. You can get all the information about what's happening in Bangor, including things that are happening at various restaurants and clubs across the city, at downtownbangor.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a safe and happy New Year's Eve. I'll see you tomorrow.